bathing tonight?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's better.
Why can't he rinse?
Because he had no lights on it.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Might get picked up.
Yeah.
He would, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to buy a rug or something and you want to know how big a one to get, what do you have to do to the room? You know?
Measure it and see how much it would take.
Mm-hmm.
How many yards or how many feet.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
hair.
And my, what do you call it?
Face.
Uh-huh. And my
arms.
And my
hands.
And this?
Legs and feet.
And, uh-huh. And there's just one, what'd you call it?
Shoe.
Yeah, and, or my feet are one, it's just one, what did I, one foot, I was thinking.
1 foot.
Yeah. And this is my
shoulder, back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Remember during the war, when you couldn't get very much of some things like sugar and things like that, and they had these little books. Remember, and you had to have there were stamps and the little books and these.
Yes.
What do you call those books? Do you remember what they call them? Same thing for gasoline.
Stamp book. It had the stamps.
Yeah, they
kept their stamps.
Books or something like that.
Yeah. What the?
Sometimes they call them ration books or ration.
Yeah, ration books. Mm-hmm. That's what they were.
And supposing after church sometime, a man goes to look for his coat in the back of the church, and he says, well, I can't find my coat. I guess by mistake somebody must
Took it through mistake.
Uh-huh.
Left theirs and took his'n.
Mm-hmm. And then he'd say, but I left it here because I thought it'd be all right here. I thought it would be, what would he say, I thought it'd be. Didn't think anybody would take it.
Didn't think anybody would bother it.
Uh-huh, all right.
Or was taking it, or.
Mm-hmm. Safe or something like that.
Yeah, thought it would be safe there.
Mm-hmm. And when you count your relatives, or when you're counting up all people in your family, you count your children and your nieces and nephews and uncles.
Brothers and sisters,
yeah.
And
uncles
and aunts.
Mm-hmm. And you say you get up at 7 o'clock in the
morning.
Mm-hmm. And at Christmas time, everybody says, when you see somebody, what do you say at Christmas time? You don't say. You know, you're leaving somebody and you say, well, bye.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And what was the mother of Jesus? How do you pronounce, how do you say that name, the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
Mm-hmm. And when someone has died in the family, well, you say, well, those people, they just lost so-and-so. They're now in,
they're in heaven, or?
No, I mean the people who have lost somebody.
Oh.
What do you say? Maybe they wear black and give any word for that. Say they're in mourning? Or?
Mourning, yeah, that's it.
And when supposing kids were to come around on Halloween and you had some candy, but you're all out now. And you say, well, I had some, but
I haven't got any now.
Yeah, or it's all
gone.
Uh-huh. Let's see. And somebody might say, well, what are you buying a new chair for? Didn't you just get one? You'd say, yeah, but I wanted to get another
one.
Yeah, or a new one.
Or a new one.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call when the North and the South of our country fought in the 1860s? That was, what do you call it? When the North
north and the south.
Yeah, when they fought, what do you call that conflict, that fight over the slaves, over slavery? Say, well, that was the Civil War. What do you say when somebody's mad and they go storming out of the room and you say, well, they just went off? Do you have an expression? How would you describe it? Somebody gets mad.
They just went off mad or went off a pouting? Or
yeah. Any more of those? Pouting or say go off in a huff or something like that?
Yeah, go off in a huff.
Uh-huh.